Surely there would be safety in numbers.
Oh no, Annabelle whispered. Her hand had come up, was covering her mouth. Bobby followed her train of thought. The grandparents she'd been told had died in a car accident. Somehow he had a feeling the truth was going to be more devastating than a tragic fender bender. Shup nodded sadly.
Oh, yes. Your mother's parents came. Took you for a walk. Never came home. A uniformed officer found them sitting on a park bench side by side, both shot through the heart with a small caliber pistol. You were toddling around the grounds all by yourself, clutching a brand new teddy bear. Attached to its neck was a gift tag reading, "Love, Uncle Tommy." The police picked up Tommy immediately, questioned him about the shootings, but he denied all involvement. According to him, he'd stopped by the park, given you the bear, and chatted briefly with your grandparents. Everyone was fine when he left. The police searched his apartment but came up empty. Without the pistol, without any witnesses or other evidence, there wasn't anything more the police could do. They suggested your father take out a restraining order. He said his mother had tried that. That afternoon, he went to Greg's office and announced that he'd made his decision. He and his family were going to disappear. It was the only way, he said, to be safe. Once more, Greg tried to be the voice of reason. What did Russell and Leslie know about life on the run? How would they get fake identities, new driver's licenses, jobs? It wasn't as easy as in the movies. But Russell was adamant. When he looked at his brother, he saw his father. He had already lost enough to one man's obsessive rage. He wasn't going to lose anything more. And the more he talked, the more he brought Gregory around. It was Gregory's idea that Russell and Leslie move to his home in Arlington. The deed was in Greg's name, utilities too. Surely it would be difficult for Tommy to trace Russell and Leslie to their new home in Massachusetts. Gregory also gave me a buzz, explaining the situation. It just so happened we had an opening in the department, so we worked out the details. Russell and your mother would move to Arlington. I would offer your father a job at MIT. Naturally, I had to enter your father into the payroll department under his real name, Roger Grayson. But I smoothed things over with the right people, and for all intents and purposes, your father became Russell Granger, married to Leslie Ann Granger, parents of an adorable daughter, Annabelle Granger. Only the paychecks and other financial records said otherwise. We thought we'd been so clever, but we hadn't been smart enough.
Tommy found them, Bobby said flatly. Annabelle wasn't talking anymore. She sat, shell-shocked, too stunned for words.
That's what Russell believed. There was a case in the news right as they moved to Arlington, the kidnapping of a young girl who could have been your older sister, Annabelle. Instantly, Russell was nervous. He worried that Tommy was in the area, searching for Annabelle.
Catherine's case, Bobby filled in. Another guy did it, Richard Umbrio, but the strong physical resemblance between Catherine and Annabelle would have spooked Russell, made him think the worst. He glanced at Annabelle. Even drive your father to masquerade as an FBI agent so he could get to Catherine in the hospital. Question her. Tommy's the one pictured in the sketch, Annabelle murmured. My father drew a picture of Tommy to see how Catherine would react.